स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं वर्को देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं वर्को देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्।
This is David Zimmer, and today we're talking with Savitri, who has a range of very interesting experiences. We'll be talking about yoga with kids, how you came to Oroville, how did you start getting into teaching and teaching yoga with kids?
I'm originally a real teacher. I mean, I studied education, and I quit my job in Germany because I didn't like this system. I kind of felt suppressed, and I couldn't be creative, unfold my own visions and ideas, and really work with the kids and individual kids, you know, and the individual souls. It's not really wanted there. It's kind of, you have so much to teach, you know, you have so much material, and kind of have to teach it to the kids if they want it or not. So, and that's why I quit. And I came here, and it's a complete new experience because they really care for the kids and for their interests. And also, they ask actually the teachers, what would you like to teach and how would you like to teach it? So they give you all this freedom here. It's really great. It's a gift here. I have a teacher's training education. I did it at the Yoga Shivananda Ashram. In Germany, after I returned from the US, I was teaching young kindergarten, elementary school kids yoga, which I really liked.
Was it a natural integration of your background in education and your interest in yoga that put the two together so that you would be teaching yoga to children? Or how did you stumble upon putting those two things together?
When I was going to school, I have to say, unfortunately, I didn't like school at all. I dreaded going to school. I had psychosomatic symptoms. I had trouble breathing. I had stomach pain.
You're talking about as a child.
When I was a child, myself. For me, the most difficult part was going to school at 8 a.m. in the morning and being alert. It was required to be alert right away. I missed, as a young kid, to start somehow to ease into the day with either meditation or something, you know, slow, and to give you, so to build up your strength a little bit, you know. And so later on, when I was a teacher myself, I wanted to do it at school. And like I mentioned before, you didn't have the freedom to do this. It was not, you know, they didn't like to see it. And when I visited Oroville, I was amazed. It's how they start the schools here. You know, they do yoga. And at all schools, they do the Om circle. They chant Om and they really kind of contemplate for half an hour. And I watched the kids. They were able to perform much better than without contemplating in the morning. It's not so popular yet, but I bet in the next 5 or 10 years from now, it will be mandatory at schools.
What it looks like teaching yoga for kids? What does the atmosphere feel like when you teach yoga to kids?
It's very free. As a teacher, you cannot prepare yourself, basically. When I teach yoga, I take it from moment to moment because it depends on the energy of the kids. Their mood can change from day to day. With adults, it's more rigid, you know. You have a certain sequence of asanas. And you start with, for instance, Surya Namaskar, the prayer to the sun. And then you do your postures. And then you do Shavasana, the final relaxation. With kids, I start briefly with an Om. And then I do it in a very playful way. And most of the time, we take a journey to a certain place, for instance, to the zoo, or we travel around Oroville. And then I really let also the kids decide what they see and what kind of animals, for instance, they would like to copy. For instance, one kid would say, oh, I see an elephant. So we kind of make up a posture which is an elephant. Some other kid will actually see a cobra, and we do the yoga pose cobra. And in my past experience, I didn't have any kid who didn't like it. I mean, some kids, they are tired maybe a little bit, so they just sit on the mat and watch, but they still like the yoga class. So we do all kinds of animals, and very often we do also plays. We travel to certain planets. Yeah, last time we took it, actually the kids loved it. We took a temple tour. We traveled to certain temples and we did the dancing Shiva. It's a yoga pose, the dancer. We did the tree pose. And I am amazed, even the Surya Namaskar, the prayer to the sun. I mean, kids just never want to stop. They just want to go on and on and on. And last time they said, faster, please, faster. And they just have so much energy. And I think because they still breathe in a proper way, with like the stomachs. Do we meditate at yoga, the yoga class, guys? Did we do
yes, that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Many times, every day when the beginning is there, we do it.
At the school, yeah. Each day at beginning, right?
Yes.
What do you do when you do meditation?
We do we sit in cross leg, and we put incense on.
What do you think about when you do meditation?
I think about one God.
Does God talk to you in meditation?
Yes.
What is God for you?
Which God? It's Hanuman. He's a monkey.
Yoga is kind of like a little bit magic. And yoga is something peace.
Savitri, you mentioned that other school environments that you worked in were not very open to allowing the children to express themselves freely. So it seems that yoga is a good outlet for their energies. Have you seen anything else in your experience in terms of how it affects them or how it affects their learning?
So overall, I can say that kids are all, it balances them much more. They are looking forward to the class. That's what I heard. They are just asking the whole week, when is the yoga teacher coming back? And that kids, they do the postures very naturally. I mean, I have kids, they just do the headstand like this. I'm, as a yoga teacher, still have trouble doing the headstand. Or the King Cobra. They are so flexible, and it's just to me a reflection of the flexibility of their mind. They are not so much into the mind, actually. They're very flexible on the inside. The postures, yeah, is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So when you're not capable to opening up your hips, you have stuff, just problems. They are sitting there. So, and with kids, it enhances their concentration. It helps their imagination a lot. I have them sometimes draw pictures after the end of the class, and it's amazing what they saw in Shavasana, in the relaxation pose. It's just amazing how they perceive God, for instance, you know, in their own little way.
So it's more about being present in the moment with the kids and keeping them in that space rather than giving them sort of instructions to follow down the line, but staying with them in the present moment.
Plus, there are some rules I discuss always in the first yoga class. For instance, after I clap my hands, they have to return to their mats, sort of this thing. But within the asanas, there's not really a rule. Within my, you know, journeys, when we, for instance, did the temple tour, I asked the kids, so now we go to the temple, what do you see? What... basically, in other words, what do you want to do now? In my opinion, it's better to do less asanas, more room or more space for the kid's expression and being in the moment with the kid. That's more important. Yoga is the calming of the thoughts on your mind. Yoga can actually be anything. It can be postures. It can be a way of life. It can be breathing. Yoga can just be working, you know, doing a certain job. When you are in the present moment, it's yoga.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.